Welcome to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet.
Steven, are there any celebrations being planned for our one-year anniversary? I believe it's coming up April 22nd. Do you know of any plans or anything underway at the station to celebrate 1 year of the Matt Mosley Show?
Oh, I think everybody's fired up. Yeah, you know, Gary was telling me about some surprises he had planned, so I'll have to maybe poke around, see what Mr. Moss has going on.
When he starts talking about surprises, I get worried.
I think he's got some surprise pink slips
for
us.
That's right. Some surprise parting gifts. All right, it is the Matt Mosley Show.
This is the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show rolling through a week. It's going by quickly, and that's how our show is. Our show goes too quickly. Sometimes we need more time, and that's usually the case. Sometimes we need less time. But I think today we could take 4 or 5 hours. We'd be just fine. Steven, a man who he just prides himself in showing up day after day. And he'll fight through whatever it is he's facing. But today there was a situation there at the house that he couldn't get through. And so Steven is out. Garrett Ross has taken over the duties. And Garrett, this is a tough deal, man. It is extremely, I think you've prepared for this all your life by having worked with Smokey. I really feel like if you work with Smokey, that can really prepare you for anything in life. I just don't think there's anything in life that you'll face that'll quite compare to that. But I want you to settle in and have a nice time, because as Steven will tell you, that's all I do. I just kind of sit here and we talk sports and have a great time, and I won't give you too much to do. I just, you know, other than a few phone calls, I mean, if you don't mind Garrett calling Drew Pearson at about 11:20, I think we'll be okay. I think that's really my biggest demands, other than just having a good time. And love to hear. I mean, you're a man who you've got some college football running through you, and we'll certainly, as we get into Campus Confidential at 11 o'clock, we'll hit on LSU. We'll hit on the fact that this Baylor coaching staff. Garrett, isn't this interesting that it has such a Cajun flair with all these guys from Napier's program there at Louisiana and then LSU? And I would just say, and you're a big, big LSU fan. That's part of your heritage. What is this? Garrett, what is that? How did this happen? Are you from Louisiana? Do you have family that went to LSU? Did you go? What is this strong connection to the Tigers that you feel?
I don't really have a strong, like, any family connections or anything. Yeah. I grew up, I like the program. I like everything they're about. It really got going when I lived in East Texas, being close to Louisiana and everything. It kind of amplified. So that's where all that comes from.
Where did you hail from? That explains why Smokey brought you in, took you from a wonderful job that you had, big money that you were making, and brought you into radio. The fact that you have East Texas ties. Tell me where in East Texas you used to live.
I used to live in Gilmer and in Longview. Ooh, we were out there for 2 years. Our best friends live in Longview, so we're out there all the time. But we moved out there with them, and then we got a place in Gilmer, and we stayed out there for a while until my wife got homesick.
Gracious, you've been all over Gilmer. I think that's where Coach Traylor used
yes,
to be,
sir.
Perhaps, who's now the coach at UTSA. And I'm very familiar. Longview Lobos, well, they just got put in an interesting district. I think, is it Longview who somehow, are they in the same district as Highland Park now?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think it's going to be funny to see Highland Park having to travel out to East Texas and get out of their comfort zone a bit.
Oh, they're fine. They're fine. They can get those suede shoes and get them out there and walk around in Longview. I've had some experiences myself in Longview where I one time got locked out of, I think I got locked out of a press box or into a press box and couldn't get out, or couldn't get my laptop on deadline one late one night covering a Longview game early in my newspaper career. That was tough. That was tough, but I've overcome it, and here we are today. It is the Matt Mosley Show. Big Garrett at the helm today. We'll check in, see how Steven's doing, because, Steven ran into some issues last night at Lady Bears basketball. He did a great job covering that game. I don't know if you noticed, Garrett, he was tweeting about it, and I thought he did some good things. I was proud of the way he covered that ball game and provided some good updates. Now, last night was interesting. I made it over to Neighbor Ted's. Neighbor Ted is a character on our show, but he's like a real person. It's not like just a character. He's not right. Made up. He is a top criminal defense attorney in Dallas County. And he has been for a long time. He used to be on the other side. Used to be a prosecutor, big time prosecutor in that Henry Wade days of Dallas, where we prosecuted all the criminals. Nobody ever walked free during those days. But Neighbor Ted last night, because he does so many nice things for me, I have lately have been trying to earn my keep, and I'll take him some chili or I'll take him something. And so last night I had been to Kubi's, which is a famous deli slash meat processing, or I say meat processing, like when you go hunting, you take your deer, venison, you know, you get your
taxidermist
sauce. There you go. Exactly. Taxidermy. But they seem to kind of like to call it processing. But they do all that. But in the front, they have this German restaurant. It's a really cool place. But they got all these meats hanging up. And like sausage and stuff just hanging from the ceiling. And I'll go in there and I'll go, give me some jalapeno sausage. And I'll get about 8 of those things on a string, because then I can get some cheese. And when I'm watching games at night, it's a great snack. I know, Garrett, you've been fighting some stuff recently. You probably don't want to hear about my sausage and cheese. But I took it over to Neighbor Ted. And Neighbor Ted was pleased as he could be. And then we sat down, and Neighbor Ted has figured out how to do the ESPN Plus. What I haven't figured out, because I've got a rear projection TV. It's fun TV. It's a great media room. It's I'm not even going to say it. I don't want it to be like, oh, Mosley's bragging about his how many inches he has on his screen. I don't want to be one of those guys. But it's a large area. It's a nice place to watch ball games. But what it doesn't have on it, it's not technically a smart TV, so unless I rig it up some crazy way with a bunch of wires, I can't do certain things. You know, most people are like, yeah, I got my Netflix, I got Disney Plus, I got my I can't do all that. I just got DirecTV, and that's kind of how I have to live my life. And the other stuff I do on my iPad. So when I want to watch a game on ESPN Plus but watch it on a great TV, I go over to Neighbor Ted's, because he got that Fire TV. And so last night, I'm watching Kansas and West Virginia, and I was just waiting for it. It was 46-40 with like 8 minutes to go. West Virginia's up. The crowd's going crazy. And I said, when's the meltdown going to happen? Okay, when's West Virginia going to melt down? And then they just did. Boom. And then I get word that the Baylor Lady Bears are only up 43-29. Or was it 33-29? Maybe 33-29. And I was shocked. I was in absolute shock. And so then we got it over there on the ESPN Plus, and we're able to see some of that. And I tell you what, Garrett, let's check in with Steven if we can. I mean, Steven,
let me get him.
I hate to. You're fine. Yeah, grab Steven, and I want to hear what happened at the game last night. This is very interesting. The station sent Steven to represent us at the ball game, and again, his tweets throughout the game, I think, honestly, I mean, you know, Craig does a great job. Paul, Smokey, we all try to do our best. Now, I go to those games and sit in the stands, and listen, I went to Baylor, so I've never tried to hide it. I'm just up there watching the Bears, having a nice time. I'm not down there on press row. I get my season tickets. I mean, I guess it's season tickets, unless you count Ashley Hodge letting me sit with him all the time. But Steven went and represented the station, did an amazing job, loved his tweets during the ball game. And then Steven ran into some issues. following the game. He had a good he went in there and was going to ask some questions, and he likes this TCU coach. Now, people that don't know, Stephen Simcox, executive producer of The Mosley Show, he was a TCU graduate. And do we have Stephen?
Yeah, Stephen's here.
Okay, good. Stephen's on the line. Always good to hear from him. And Stephen's home doing what he needs to be, being a good dad today. And Stephen, after the ball game, goes to the press availability for the I'm sure he went to Kim's. And then, of course, he went to hear from the TCU head coach. I believe the name is Reagan Peebly. Reagan Peebly. And Stephen's very proud of the fact that he knows a lot about TCU women's basketball and that type of thing. Now, Stephen, set this up, and we'll listen to this in a minute, but what exactly happened when you're doing a great job, you've been tweeting perfectly, but you had a little trouble with Peebly, with the coach? What exactly, how did this come about?
So as you kind of outline there, I get in there and me, like everyone else, is mainly there. I mean, because of our audience and who we cover, we're mainly there to get reaction from Baylor. So I figured there wouldn't be a lot of questions for Reagan Peebly because, you know, people that cover Baylor aren't really following TCU day in and day out necessarily, and they lost by a pretty significant margin. So I thought, man, this would be a good opportunity for me to get in the kind of the post-game scrum and ask a question. And TCU has a player on their team named Lauren Hurd. And she's one of their leading scorers, but she had a tough night last night. The Baylor defense kept her in check pretty well.
DD and Alyssa, they were just wiping her out. Yeah.
And I said, Lauren. I didn't say a last name. I just said, Lauren, did Lauren seem rushed to you tonight in the way she was playing?
Yeah.
And it also didn't help, Matt. I need to get your advice on this, too. I kind of faded out towards the end of the question. And it sort of sounded like a statement by the end, and it wasn't the most confident approach. But she thought I was talking about Lauren Cox.
Yeah.
And you'll hear in the audio clip here in a second that she kind of gives me a laugh. And then after she sort of gave me that laugh, I kind of checked out of her answer because I was like, why did she give me sort of this like dismissive laugh about my question? Did I upset her by asking about a player on her team had a bad night?
Started to question yourself.
And
a little bit.
Yeah, so Garrett has the clip, and here's the exchange. But it was not my best moment necessarily.
Let's have a listen.
Do you feel like Lauren was a little rushed at times tonight? I feel like she had some good looks near the rim and just kind of hit too hard off the backboard at times.
Maybe. I don't know. Ask her. I don't know. I don't feel like that was necessarily us. I didn't notice a difference that. Sometimes the ball just doesn't go through the net, you know. But I thought, you know, we were trying to, with our defensive game plan, execute that and put her in positions where she is a lower percentage shooter. And so I'll have to go back and look at film and see if that was effective in causing that.
Ah, now, Stephen, that's not as bad as you made that sound like it was going to be worse than it was. She actually, Reagan did fine there. She kind of had a little laugh or whatever, but I did not think she totally, I thought she was maybe going to like dunk on you. Now, you do have to finish the question a little stronger. You can't just kind of, get there. Just go. I mean, you're a very confident guy. You're a very smart guy. And you ended it with, like, over the backboard or something. I don't know what happened at the end of that. You trailed out. But, I mean, you're going to be talking to, like, in the coming days, the number one team in the country, the Baylor Men's Bears, the men's program with Scott and obviously Kim. And you're a very confident person. You'll be fine. But, I think you got around that TCU program, your alma mater, and you just didn't want to come off, you know, being too harsh. That's what happened. You tried to kind of soften the question. I get it. I've been there. Now, of course, I go the opposite way. I almost purposely, frustrate these coaches. But what happened there, obviously, she thought you were talking about Lauren Cox for Baylor. She didn't understand you were talking about her player, but she actually tried to answer it. So I feel like you and Peebly will be okay. I think you all will. I think you will. One time, by the way, Steve and I was in San Antonio, and the Spurs had beaten the Mavs in a game 7, and some famous writer from San Antonio interrupted me during a question, and you would have thought he had, like, hit one of my family members. I did not. There were times I did not react well. That's one thing I think Smokey and I do have in common. I think we have a lot of things not in common. We can be a little aggressive at times. It just manifests itself in different ways. But, yes, if you put me in a news conference setting, I can get a little aggressive. I thought you did fine, though. Stephen, the last thing I'll leave you with, and I know you got stuff going on at the house there. What are the kiddos watching right now? I know you got some sick kiddos. What movie did you put in so that you could jump on with us?
I put Frozen on. So we got Elsa little, on. And yeah, if anyone out there in the Central Texas area is looking for a lucrative business model, if you want to make a daycare where kids can like still go if they're running fever but they seem to be functioning okay, that'd be great. Hit me up, I would pay handsomely for a place like that.
I think with the coronavirus and everything going on in our society right now, Stephen, I don't think that business model's going to get going there. I don't think it's going to take off. But we appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to it. But turn us up there in Temple. I know we got a huge following in Temple. And in fact, I was going to tell you, Stephen, NeighborWorks is doing a big thing going on in Temple. This weekend, coming up, I want to say it's I think it's Saturday, but I'm going to give all the information correctly here in a minute. But there's a big NeighborWorks Waco seminar kind of thing going on in Temple. So, you know, if you guys, Stephen, I know you're thinking about buying a home, you might want to stop by the seminar they're having out in Temple, okay?
Yeah, I'll have to visit our man Roy Nash this weekend. Well, thanks for letting me hop on, and I will I'll turn you up and make sure I hear about NeighborWorks, one of our great sponsors. Thanks for NeighborWorks for joining with us on the 10 a.m. hour.
Oh, we didn't say we were done with you. We want you just to stay on the phone here for the next hour and 40 minutes. No, we got to go because we got the great Drew Pearson. Thank you, Stephen. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
There he goes. Stephen Simcox, executive producer, on-air talent for the Matt Mosley Show. And then, Garrett doing a fine job making all these things work after working for the demanding John Morris. Golly, I don't even want to think what that's like, Garrett. let's talk to Drew Pearson, Cowboys legend. Drew is upset. Upset about what someone did to his grandson, in particular Mel Tucker, the coach at Colorado, who's now the coach at Michigan State. Drew Pearson, NFL legend, Ring of Honor member, joins us next.
Recently on Unnecessary Roughness.
I'm very happy right now.
Why is that?
Because I just decided I'm going to get the wife for Valentine's Day, which happens to be on Friday.
Yes, it does.
I'm going to get her a Big Johnson t-shirt. What wife wouldn't want a Big Johnson for Valentine's Day?
If her coworkers are listening, don't spoil them.
yes,
please. Even if they do, she'll have no idea what that is. They'll be like, oh, Q's going to get you a Big Johnson t-shirt.
I bet she knows what the Big Johnson t-shirt goes. She grew up in Texas,
so
she's certainly come across Big Johnson t-shirts.
Well, maybe.
Ward White, get the couch ready.
Todd in Meridian, you're on ESPN Central Texas. What's going on, Todd?
Man, y'all brought up some memories, guys. I'm dating myself when I tell y'all this, but my wife and I, we still go down there and stuff, but in Cancun, Mexico, Cozumel, Caribbean, so forth, you know, and we walked into one of those stores, and I saw those t-shirts, and my wife said, you got to have a couple of these. But that was the only place I could ever wear it was if I was in Cancun or Cozumel or the Caribbean, man. I couldn't bring them back home and wear them, but Big Johnson t-shirts, man, it brought back a lot of memories, guys.
Unnecessary Roughness on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Moses' show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Boat show season is here, but only the best dealers offer the biggest savings. At Marineland Boating Center, we're home to Quest Pontoons, the number one selling compact pontoon powered by Mercury Outboards. Come in today and select from over 14 Quest Pontoons in stock powered by Mercury Outboards. Rebates from $500 to $750 only at Marineland Boating Center, I-35 at Loop 340 South, or visit our website at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
The 10 o'clock hour of the Matt Mosley Show is brought to you by NeighborWorks Waco. Are you a renter and ready to purchase your own home? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Visit them today, 922 Franklin Avenue in Waco.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Have a business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something? Then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
That is Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show rolling along on a Thursday. Such a great pleasure to have on with me today a guy I've known for a long time through radio, through my writing career, and just become a great friend over the years. It is the original 88 himself, Drew Pearson, joining the Matt Mosley Show. Drew, does that have a ring to it, the Matt Mosley Show? You like that?
Oh, I've always liked it. I missed you when you were. I loved you when you were here, and I missed you since you've been gone, man. So it's good to be on the show with you. Thanks for having me.
I'm back. You're all over Central Texas right now, all parts in between. And Drew, we got couple things to talk about, but I tell you, you are a man who has learned how to use Twitter to your advantage. You grabbed everybody's attention. This morning I thought to myself, I'm going to see kind of what the reaction was nationally. And I mean, Drew, USA Today, New York Post, I mean, you reached out there and grabbed everyone's attention. And I think in that moment yesterday, and by the way, there's a lot, you're not the only one upset with Mel Tucker leaving for Michigan State. You just have a little bit more of a personal reason. And for people that don't know the story, your grandson was recruited by Colorado, signed a letter of intent with them, and then obviously Mel Tucker decides to leave at 2 or 3 days after saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm flattered by Michigan State, but I'm not going anywhere. To which, Drew, you responded, Mel Tucker is a con man. And went on to say, sat there and lied to my face. Okay, you've had about 24 hours to let this thing sit. a little bit. Do you feel any differently? Have you talked to anyone who makes you feel better about this situation, or are you still pretty fired up about it?
Still a little fired up. Not so much at this point at Mel Tucker. You know, he saw a situation to improve himself, improve his salary. He coached at Michigan State as a grad assistant under Nick Saban when he was up there, and he's got ties. He's from that Northeast area, Cleveland, I believe, Ohio area. So, you know, it's like coming back home for him. You know, I just don't like the way the process is for these coaches just to be able to pick up and leave after kids commit to them. And I know it's not the coach. Everybody was getting on me, Drew, it's not the coach. You go to school for the school. I understand that. My grandson visited Colorado. He, even before he talked to the coaches, he loved it there. He loved the scenery. He loved the mountains. He loved the facilities and everything that they had. He loved the education for what he wanted to study coming out of Colorado. And, you know, the coaching thing was just pretty much a done deal. Mel Tucker didn't really have to sell my grandson. All he had to do was sell him on the fact that he was going to be there. Okay. Yeah. He had just signed a 4-year contract to be there. There's two other kids from the area, the colony, Christian Gonzalez and Miller, wide receiver. I forgot his first name. They committed to Colorado. We sat together at a restaurant when Mel Tucker came to town, and a couple assistant coaches came along with him. And, you know, we all sat there, me as a grandparent, my daughter and her husband, and Torin's father, and then the other kids' parents were there. And he sat there and said in front of us that he's not going anywhere. And we took that to heart. And so when it came down, first of all, I heard he turned down the job at Michigan State, which yeah. three other guys had turned down as well, including Pat Shurmur. Oh, my God. You know Pat Shurmur? From yeah. Remember from the Giants?
Yeah, from
he
the
turned
Giants,
that job
yeah.
down.
Goodness.
So there must be something there. But Michigan State said, hey, if we want to get the coach we want, we can throw enough money at him to make it a deal that he can't refuse. And that's the problem. These schools have enough money to entice a coach to come there and double his salary and things like that. But then at the same time, at the other side of their mouth, the NCAA talks about they don't have enough money. How can they pay athletes to participate in sports that generate the revenue
yeah.
for these schools so that they can go out and give a coach $30 million and $6 million a year. And so that's hard for Mel Tucker to turn something like that down. I just wish they would have handled it differently.
Exactly.
And that's the frustration. When I got that alert early yesterday morning on my phone, I looked at it at 6-something in the morning, and I read that Mel Tucker decides to go to Michigan State. I'm totally stunned by that.
Yeah.
And then I contact my grandson, and he's like a little upset, but he's like of the attitude, it is what it is. But what upset me more than anything, Matt, was the fact that when I asked him, did he know Mel Tucker decided to go to Michigan State? He said, yeah, he got the same alert on his phone. And he said, that's the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning. And so, you know, he was disappointed with that. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Mel Tucker's not a con man. He's just playing the system as it is. The NCAA yeah. and that process and the system, they're the cons as far as the student athletes are concerned.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It is Drew Pearson on the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Drew, Ring of Honor member and one of the most celebrated Cowboys ever. Drew, you're right. I mean, the other part of this is, what if the NCAA then allowed, okay, if a coach is going to do this and it happens, shouldn't the kids, where do you come on that? I mean, do you agree with the thought process that people say, hey, if a coach leaves, then the folks he recruited that thought he was going to be there should be available to transfer if they wish. I mean, you know, hopefully the school can keep them. They give the school – what I think would be good is give the new coach a chance to try to keep them. But for whatever reason, if that doesn't hold up or come to pass, maybe you could find a way where they could transfer without having to sit out the year. Do you think that is a would be a fairer way to go about this?
Oh, yeah, that's the only way, you know. If you know, the student-athlete, after being told these things, I mean, they have a right to sue, okay? I mean, they were led in a direction that led them. This is the biggest decision my grandson has ever made in his short life to this point. This is the biggest decision he has to make, and he made that decision based, yes, on the school and what they had to offer him as far as his education and his development there, but he made that decision based on that coach being there. And a lot of that decision was based on the fact that he had just signed a four-year contract, only got 1 year into that contract. What the NCAA needs to do is if you sign a extended contract, you need to honor that contract, okay? If you under the last year of a contract, or you sign a 1 year deal to be the head coach, or you're the interim head coach, then that's fine. If you get a better job somewhere, then go do that. But if you're under contract for 3 or 4 years, and that student bases his decision on that, you know, that's wrong. They shouldn't have the ability to move. We sat down there in Baylor. You know, Matt Rhule, and you know, the same thing. They said, hey, you know, I'm asking all these questions. Are you going to be here? Oh, yeah. I signed this contract extension. We're going to be here. Their coaching staff has contracts and all that kind of stuff. We're building new facilities and all that, and we want you bad, you know? So you base your decision on that. Now, where is Matt Rhule? You know, what if my grandson decided to go to Baylor? You know, Matt Rhule, based on Matt Rhule being there, and he's not there. So, you know, these are the kind of things that these student-athletes go through that nobody sees. And hopefully with me coming out, you know, Matt, I don't tweet. I understand how all that social media works and stuff, but I don't do that on a daily basis. I have somebody that manages that for me and does that for me. And I told him what to write in this tweet. But the main thing I was trying to the point I was trying to bring out is how it's so unfair to the student athletes, and the NCAA sits there time and time again as these things happen and does nothing. The NCAA, they don't do anything unless they're forced to do something. Otherwise, it's status quo. Why? Because, hey, this is great. This is a great business. We're getting all this revenue and generating all this money. TV contracts are going out the roof now on a college level, just like they are on a professional level. Merchandise sales, ticket sales, we're building bigger stadiums and all this kind of stuff. We got all these revenue streams coming in, and what the NCAA powers to be, they don't want to upset that apple cart, so to speak. And so they do not do anything, and they're not progressive in doing anything to make their system better until they are forced to do something. And now out in California, you know, the athletes, the college student athletes are able to sell their name or benefit from the sale of their name and likeness. That, you know, that NCAA should have stepped up and done something before the courts got involved. And, you know, so and the NCAA needs to be at fault here to allow this to happen to these institutions of higher learning. And Michigan State is just as much at fault as anybody else because they went deep in their pocket. And they knew they know everybody has a price. Matt, you have a price. I have a price. You know, we all have a price. And they knew that they threw enough money. If Mel Tucker was the guy they wanted, if they threw enough money at him, he would make that decision.
Even if it hurt his credibility.
The thing is also, Matt, from what I understand, the officials, the AD, Mr. George over at the University of Colorado, they were so upset because he had just told them on radio and everything that he was staying. They were so upset that they did not even let him talk to the team before he left town.
Yeah. So that's the difference. I'll say this, Drew. That is Drew Pearson, the legendary Cowboy, joining the Matt Mosley Show. You brought up Matt Rhule. That is the difference in Rhule and Tucker. I will say about Rhule, although, you know, it got frustrating for Baylor fans, him talking to the NFL after every year, but he did keep the AD always in the loop, and he kept his players in the loop. He constantly told them, hey, I'm going to go talk to the NFL. I've never shut the door on this, and he tried to keep them so that when it happened, all his players reacted like, you know, kind of happy for him and excited for him. But I totally get what you said about the recruits.
But he didn't tell that to the recruits. I never
heard him say that. I totally get what you're saying.
I'm
just saying he handled things differently.
I never heard him say that I might be leaving to go to another opportunity.
Yeah.
He's telling us he's going to be there,
you
know?
No,
he wants
I think
to continue
you're right.
What he started. He's done a tremendous job there, taking those guys from where they were to where they are now, that the football program. You're a Baylor guy, aren't you, Matt?
I am.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys are on the top of the level in women's college basketball and men's college basketball, and football is on the rise to get to those kind of levels.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he had a lot going there. And again, you know, what entices you more than anything to leave a great situation like that? He thought that was the best situation in the world when he came from Temple, you know? But now, what's the next
There's always something
in the world,
bigger.
You know?
There's always
Wherever
something
the money
bigger
is,
out there.
They follow the dollar.
Drew, let me ask you this. Torin Pittman is your grandson's name, outside linebacker. Now, how did you have a grandson who ended up on the defensive side of the ball? I mean, I bet you had him running routes from the time he was 3 or 4 years old. I bet he knew a good post route. I bet he could go across the middle when he was a youngster. So I have to think he played receiver coming up in, you know, maybe even junior high. The focus start to happen on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, Matt, his attention has always been on the defensive side. He's a great athlete. He's like 6'4 now. And, you know, he started out as a defensive end his freshman year. Then they moved him to outside linebacker his sophomore and junior year, and he started there on the varsity. And Lone Star, you know, you start for Lone Star, you're doing something, because perennially they have great football programs. They're coached by the great Rayburn. Coach Rayburn up there does a great job. But they had a guy, Trey Taylor, that was their starting free safety, and he ended up graduating, going to the Air Force Academy or something like that. And so they decided to move Torin, my grandson, from linebacker to free safety. So last season he played at free safety. He's the fastest guy on the team. He runs the anchor leg of the 4x100. He long jumped 23.9 without any coaching or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just on raw talent. He has the ability to play offense. You know, I even suggested sometimes to Coach Rayburn, put him in the goal line situation and throw that alley-oop or that fade route in the end zone and let him go up and get him. He can dunk a basketball standing under the basket over his head and stuff like that. But here's the deal why he's more geared to defense. Now, he's got a brother that was a wide receiver at Lone Star for 4 years, and now he's at Southeastern Oklahoma State, and he's a wide receiver. He's 6'3". But the defense comes from the name Pittman, all right? The name Pittman is he's the son of Kavika Pittman. Remember him?
Oh, my gosh.
He used to play for the Cowboys, a defensive end.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's his dad. He didn't get all that height and a lot of that athletic ability from me. He got a lot of that from his dad, Kavika Pittman, who played 3 years with the Cowboys, 3 years with Denver, and 3 years with Carolina. So there's the genes, you know. That's the athletic ability and the talent. Now, he might have got a lot of that athletic ability from the Pittman side, but the heart and the intelligence, Matt, he got from the Pearson side.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, don't tell Kavika I said that, because he's still pretty big.
that's a great grandparent right there and a legend. Well, Drew, we appreciate it. And I got to say, I know you were frustrated, but you know, a lot of us were upset about this Hall of Fame thing, and people around all Central Texas, huge fan of yours over the years, but just know, we know it's going to happen someday, but the truth of the matter is, Drew, you know that, you know kind of the people that need to know. The people that watched you play and were huge Cowboys fans all those years know how ridiculous that is. So, you know, in my opinion, of course, Harold Carmichael, great receiver, but Lord help, he was like about a quarter of the receiver you were with the Cowboys. So just know we all shared your frustration, and I hated you had to go through that because it was such a, you know, weird deal. Okay, we're going to celebrate this, and you allowed people to come into your home and all that. But anyway, just know I hated it, but it certainly does not define you, as you know.
No, I know, Matt, and the positive comments and things from fans and friends and family that I got after that reaction of not being selected in that centennial class, you know, I mean, it just made me feel so much better. But at the same time, Matt, I was just shocked that I didn't get in and really didn't think about how I would react if I did not get that call. And so I wasn't overconfident, but so many people were telling me, and, you know, and Rick Gosselin is the one that initiated this to the Hall of Fame voting committee to do the centennial class. He even asked me, Drew, if we do this, do you mind going in this way as opposed to going in the normal way we select and induct Hall of Famers? I said, no. I said, I'd go in anyway. You know, any way you can think of to get me in, let's do it. So I was all for it, and I thought this was my way because now I'm a finalist for the first time in 30-some years. Yeah. I'm a finalist to get in, and I don't know how finalists are supposed to act, you know. And I know when, like, Everson Walls, when he was a finalist last year, and, you know, he had all his family up there in in the Super Bowl city waiting for the call and all that, and he didn't get the call. You know, but nobody saw his negative reaction. Nobody saw his anguish that he felt right there in that city. I think it was in Minnesota, right there, and didn't get the call and got his surrounded by his family. But hopefully now this Hall of Fame committee and their voting process and the way they do it, hopefully they can see now what this really means to us as players. Okay. Yeah. When you say no to us and you're saying negative reasons why we didn't get in, you know, that hurts us. Because like Everson Walls, when they say negatives about his career and the reasons he didn't get in, Everson Walls' career was nothing near a negative. It was totally a positive, coming in as an undrafted free agent from Grambling. The same with Drew Pearson. I remember Harry Carson got to be a finalist for 4 years in a row, Matt. And after the fourth year, he said, take me off the list. Because every time you turn me down, you say negative things about me. And I don't want to be known as a negative because nothing in my career is a negative. He's a Super Bowl champ. He's an all-pro. He's an all-decade player. Yeah. So how could he be a negative? So anyway, the next year he got in. So hopefully now with this, even though I didn't get in, Matt, now I'm on the radar, okay? And hopefully being on the radar, you know, I'll be in discussion, and hopefully it'll happen one of these days.
You're still.
But if it happens, Matt, we all know that's God's time. It ain't your time. It ain't my time. It's God's time, and I'm okay with that. But
you and Roger both still look extremely young, and you're both still competitive as all get out. Roger still goes out there on Thanksgiving and plays in that Turkey Bowl, and he's humming the ball around. I heard the other day he's like 70, whatever he is, and I thought, my gosh, he still can – hum it in there. He's like 77 years old or something crazy like that. And, you know, so anyway, we love you, Drew, and appreciate you coming on. Our people love hearing from you. I bet you used to come on some of those barnstorming basketball tours and play like in Waco or Austin and, you know, all those places in Central Texas, didn't you?
Yeah, we did that back in the day, the Dallas Hoopsters. You know, Matt, I had more money. We would play 30 to 40 games in an off season, and if a player played all the games with me, some of those players are making more money playing basketball than they're playing football for the Dallas Cowboys. So I helped supplement a lot of incomes back in the day by playing basketball with the Cowboy off season basketball team.
Yeah,
we were all over Texas, and We did a good job, and the Cowboys blessed it. And thank God we never, ever had anyone get hurt in all those games we played.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine Tex Schramm signing off. But I imagine Tex allowed it because he was getting one over on you guys on the contract so much. He's like, well, I at least should let him go make some money playing basketball.
Yeah, he said, why should we pay you X amount? You're making this money playing basketball. Whatever they could use, they used. And that's why I had so much respect for them. You know, not much respect then, you know, while you're going through those negotiations with Gil Brandt and Tex. But as you get past that, you have a lot of respect. I learned a lot of my business acumen, especially my negotiating skills, from Gil Brandt and Tex Schramm. And I used a lot of that when I got into business, and some of my employees or teammates negotiating their contracts with me. And I played them kind of like Gil Brandt played me and a lot of other guys that came through, that's for sure.
We love catching up with you, Drew, and I'll talk to you soon. I appreciate it. And tell Torin that there are some mountains in Waco people aren't aware of. So, you know, just keep that in the back of his mind. Waco's a little prettier than people realize.
And a lot closer, Matt. I'm for that, too.
All right,
and
there
actually,
he goes.
Baylor did call the school. They talked to Coach Rayburn yesterday to see what Torin's interest is in making a transfer. He hadn't decided anything yet. As of now, he's still going back to Colorado, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, keep us posted because I know he's that Kavika thing. I probably knew that, but that's very interesting. So he's got he's got the Pearson brains, the Kavika body. That's a pretty good combination. I like that. All right, Drew.
Amen.
Have a great one, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Matt. Thank you, buddy. Be safe.
Yep. There he goes, Drew Pearson, the original 88, one of the greats, and always fun to have him on the Matt Mosley Show. We have some things to get to. A couple of NFL news and nuggets, and then, of course, we got to get to this Astros craziness from this morning. The cheaters are offering more excuses. That's all next.
Recently on the John Morris Show, Holly Rowe, ESPN, with us.
You know, I kind of thought back, and the very last time I did the Big 12 Big Monday game at Baylor men's basketball, the very next morning, I went in for surgery, and I remember working that game and thinking, nobody here knows that I've got this cancer, I've got this big tumor, and I'm going in for surgery tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as soon as I fly home to Salt Lake City. And I just remember thinking, what a surreal night it was to work this game and be there. And then you fast forward 3 years, and here I am back again, and all these people have my back and are supporting me. And kind of all that fear and terror and everything I had been feeling kind of bubbled up within me that night. And I just realized, man, I've been in a hard battle. I've had a lot of really good support.
Wow.
And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the good support I've had through this whole journey.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show, or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
This Valentine's, you could get her flowers, you could get her chocolates, or you could get her jewelry. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers, why not get her all three? Free flowers and free chocolates with all diamond jewelry purchases, $99 and up. And with any gentleman gifts, we'll throw in a free men's necktie for your night out with a purchase of $99 and up. Now through February 14th, only at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where Waco gets engaged. 4541 West Waco Drive.
Your CBD store, the only designated CBD store in Central Texas, located in Hewitt. We've created a warm, inviting space where you can feel comfortable asking the questions you've wanted to ask about CBD. Every product has independent lab testing available. Our staff is here to help you find an award-winning product that's right for you. Come see for yourself and get back to being you. Visit us at your CBD store on Hewitt Drive, next to Cafe Cappuccino.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hi, I just wanted to take a moment to thank all of my amazing clients, referrals, friends, family, and everyone that helps me out on a daily basis for reaching a huge goal in 2019. Thank y'all so much for helping me become the number one individual agent at Coldwell Banker Apex. That is out of like 600 agents, 16 different companies, like a dream come true. This is a 5-year goal of mine, and y'all, definitely y'all, all made it happen in 4 years. I'm so excited. I could just pinch myself. It is such a huge dream come true and a huge goal accomplished.
It's time to buy or sell your home with the best. Contact Amanda Cunningham from Coldwell Banker Apex Realtors today. 254-495-0338. Put Amanda Cunningham to work for you today.
Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Garrett Ross in for Stephen Simcox today. Garrett doing a great job, and just had a really a good interview with Drew Pearson. Drew was upset that his grandson, Torin Pittman, God, I forgot that was Kavika Pittman's son. So that is wild. But anyway, he went to Colorado, and Drew's been very upset with Mel Tucker, and he kind of took that back a little bit and changed it to he thinks the NCAA is more of the con man than Mel Tucker. So kind of backed off a little bit of his comments, his strong comments from yesterday. But Drew was so good on a variety of topics, and we'll get that out there soon. Podcast that for you, and, of course, you can listen on the app, and that's Android or iPhone, and just put in Syntex Sports Fan. You can download our app and listen to us that way. At 11:20, we're going to get into this Astros stuff. What a an absolute joke this organization looks like right now, and it didn't help this morning. They had a press conference, and we're going to hear from them a little bit and react to all that. Wanted to let you guys know, thank you, NeighborWorks Waco. Thank you for everything you do. One of our great sponsors, the 10 a.m. sponsors of the Matt Mosley Show. They've got something coming up this weekend, February 15th. What's today? Garrett, what's today?
Today's 13th.
Okay, so this would be Saturday. And this is 8:30 to 4:30 in Temple, a free home buyer education workshop. Let's make this the year you achieve your goals of home ownership. They've been doing this for 25 years in the Waco area. Very cool that they're coming out to Temple. This is NeighborWorks Waco. In fact, the CEO, Roy Nash, lives in Temple, and he's a great dude, and he'll help you guys. This is a fun deal, and 8:30 to 4:30 is the workshop. It's a free home buyer education workshop out there in Temple. And, again, that's 101 North Main Street in Temple. I think my man Stephen Simcox may drop by this thing. He's in the market. He's looking to buy a home, and this will kind of help them make sure that he can, you know, they're ready to go. You know, Steven socks some away, so he'll be fine. Now, what we need to do, and we won't get into the NFL stuff right now, Garrett, but I'll just say this. This is going to be interesting. Our discussion on the Astros, and again, we'll do a lot more of this at 11:20, but what a PR disaster today. Mm-hmm. What a, you know, for we got some Astros fans in the area. You can always text us, 254-662-1660. I mean, you have all these weeks to prepare. Okay, what are we going to say? We get to spring training. We have pitchers and catchers. We got the players reporting. How are we going to present this? What's the front we're going to put up? And they just looked awful. And the man, you know, the owner, Jim Crane, basically kind of like, oh, guys, I don't know. I thought we had a good, pretty good run 2017. I don't think it helped that much. I don't think the cheating helped that much. What a pitiful response. And they are understandably catching it from all circles today as the Astros come out and try to put a pup, you know, try to have some answers. They got players reading statements. Bregman, I believe, was talking. Altuve. And basically it was like, well, these guys just had bad leadership. They didn't have, I want to say, by the way, look in the mirror, Jim Crane. You're part of that leadership. And I don't for a second, you know, they tried to make it like this thing was player driven. And the more we find out, Garrett, code breaker.
Yeah.
You know, some of these things that came out the Wall Street Journal, give me a break. This was not just player driven. And today, now they're saying that Major League Baseball says it was player driven. And they're coming out today saying, well, the players just didn't have good guidance. They didn't have good leadership. So they're blaming it more on the manager who's already been fired and the GM who's out, who's been ousted. I got to say, Garrett, this is really an embarrassing response from the Astros.
It really was. I was listening to it this morning, and I couldn't believe it. And even the responses from the players, you could tell they were scripted, and they didn't mean crap. And just listening to Crane, he contradicted himself a couple times. When he reflected on the Yankees game, it's everything, and it was a really bad PR move, and I don't know, man. It's just something that I can't take it seriously. I don't think they're remorseful at all, and it's just a bad look for the organization as a whole.
Yeah, it really is. At 11:20, we'll listen to some of it and let you react to it as well, our listeners. On that Bush's Chicken text line. Maybe even take some calls on it, Garrett, if that's okay with you. Next, it is time for Campus Confidential. We got all this news about Michigan State. We also have some other things happening and got some interesting salary news or recruiting news. Who is spending the most money on recruiting in all of college football? That's next.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting West Virginia. 2:30 for the countdown to tip-off. It's a 3 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Mountaineers.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Moses' show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
And Commons Bank believes that a community bank is just that, a bank built by the community it serves. For over 130 years of handshake banking, And Commons Bank has striven to be the best community bank in Central Texas and has worked closely with its communities and customers by listening to their needs and providing support to help them grow. If you are looking to expand your business or start a new business, And Commons Bank will be with you every step of the way. Come see me, Regina, and experience a relationship based on mutual respect, understanding, and high-quality service. And Commons Bank, next to Chewy's Restaurant.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fuels or look them up on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Okay, so what's the most important point about your house? Nope, it's not that barn or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Casasa.
Warning, free Genco Casasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley alongside Garrett Ross. Garrett is filling in for Stephen Simcox today, and as we continue to roll through the show, and some college football news to get to. Of course, we just talked to Drew Pearson. Thanks for everybody. Starting to get a lot of nice comments about our interview with Drew. Thought that went extremely well, and Drew had a lot to say on his grandson's recruitment by Colorado. And, boy, wasn't that interesting, Garrett, at the end of that. He shared that Baylor may have already,
yeah.
Not really sure he was supposed to throw that out there. But
I was wondering that myself when he initially said that. I was like, I wonder if that was supposed to be like a low on the low down thing.
Probably that was supposed to be on the down low. But, and I understand that. He's upset with Matt Rhule as well. Because they were in Matt Rhule's office, and as he said, oh, yeah, we're going to be here. And, of course, we've seen this happen for years with coaches and all that kind of thing, and say, yeah, I just signed an extension. I'm going to be here. And as I tried to explain to him, Rhule was pretty honest along the way about all of that, and he always, with the NFL stuff and his flirtations after each year. So you can I'm not saying it wasn't annoying to Baylor fans, because it was. I get that. But I don't think it was like this Mel Tucker kind of thing where two or three days before he was putting out all these signs. I'm not going anywhere. I'm flattered by the Panthers, but mm-hmm. I've decided to stay. You know, Matt wasn't doing anything of that. Matt was just not really saying much at all at that point. So I don't really think that's you can get after a lot of coaches. As I tweeted yesterday, compared to what Mel Tucker did at Colorado for 1 year. 3 years of Matt Rhule was like a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, 3 years now in a month. I mean, I know everybody wanted him to do spend a couple more years with the program. When it's going really well, yeah, you'd like to see where it could go. How far could he take this thing? But he had the opportunity. He got paid ridiculous money, and so he decided to pursue it. And it's hard to be that upset with him. I'm not. All right. This was interesting. Some news broke coming out of Athens, Athens, Georgia. This is from the Banner Herald that reports indicate that in 2019, the 2019 recruiting expenditures, okay, these colleges, Garrett, I don't know, LSU, I would think that on recruiting, LSU spends some pretty good money out there.
Absolutely.
And gets everybody. It sometimes gets those planes. You know, they got to fly around to all those places. And that costs money to take these flights and get on a private jet. And sometimes you can borrow boosters, planes, and all that. But still, recruiting, all the stuff you spend, all the flyers you send, all the stuff costs money.
I mean, when you look at as far as LSU and recruiting, the big thing last year was the locker room and all the renovations they did. And, you know, so that's part of it as well. So it's not just on the road things. It's your amenities and stuff as well that go into the recruiting expenses.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting, Garrett. I would not assume that would be part of recruiting budget, like to do a new. I would think that'd be more for facilities. But you may be right. I don't know how that all works. Now, let me tell you this, though. When the news breaks that the Bulldogs of Georgia spent a nation-leading $2.6 million. Well, wait. No, even more than that. But latest reports indicated that it's now up to a record-setting $3.7 million for 2019. I mean, Garrett, that is a number that should shock everyone in the country. And we wonder sometimes, and we go, well, why is there such a disparity between the big, between SEC and, you know, some of these other schools? The Big Ten and the SEC seem to have this disparity? Well, look at the budgets. This is Georgia. Georgia didn't even make it, you know, to the Final Four. They've been in there a couple times now, and Kirby Smart has a really good program. But, my goodness, I would think that Alabama would outspend them, Clemson would outspend them, Auburn might, but Georgia, that is an unbelievable amount on recruiting.
I think Georgia always feels like the odd man out when you're looking at teams in the SEC, you know, and they always have a chip on their shoulder, and, you know, they're the ones that are just on the cups of greatness. And I feel like they feel like their time is now with Kirby Smart, and I think that's why they're going all in paying this money. But the unique thing is you pay all this money to get these recruits. How many are still going to be on the team in 2 years and not transfer?
Yeah, and you're seeing now all of that with even these five stars guys transfer, and there's interesting. I saw The Athletic, Garrett. You would love this piece. They did it. They went back a few years ago, 2020 now? So it would have been like the 2016 or 17 class, and they looked at all the top, like 100 recruits in the country by either Rivals or ESPN's list, whatever they used, and they showed what happened to all of them. Now, a lot of them hit. Some of them, you know, a good amount in the NFL. Some of them still, you know, seniors or whatever in college and have done okay. But you're right, there's been a ton of them transfer. It was amazing. Out of the 100, let's say maybe 30 of them had transferred. So it's an interesting point you make. All right, some other numbers. Clemson in 2019 spent $2.2 million on recruiting. Oklahoma, $1.28 million on recruiting. What do you think the University of Texas put out there?
Ooh. Well, if Oklahoma put up that much, then they're either rivaling it or they're trying to surpass it.
Yeah, I was trying to go back here.
Let's see.
See if I could see.
$1.8 million by Texas.
No, that's Oklahoma. I just read that. Oklahoma has 1.28.
On 247, it says Texas did that as well. Or let's see here.
That's weird. No. I'm looking here. It says Texas is the only Big 12 school coming in at number four on this list. So they were up there. A&M is number six. Now, what he's talking about, Stephen, is the rankings of the recruiting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these teams obviously, but we don't have the exact numbers for Texas. The only one that slipped out was OU. Now, OU checked in about number 9 or 10 in the country in recruiting. So that's what $1.28 million got them. Where did Georgia check in recruiting?
Georgia was, I think, number 2 or 3.
Yeah, I think they were top 3. They have been last few years top 5 year in, year out. So it is kind of an amazing thing. All right, I was looking at this, too, since we're talking about salaries, talking about people's money. Look at this. Randy Shannon, who I know from, UCF. Look at the group of five. People sometimes only think about the Power Five paying a bunch. Listen to this. His annual compensation, he now becomes the defensive coordinator at UCF. He goes from an annual compensation from $300,000 to $1 million. Now,
wow.
That's a good jump. If you can get it. A mark that puts him at number 24 nationally on the list of college football's highest paid assistant coaches.
I wonder where UCF's getting money like that, though. But that mean that's a small
school, buddy?
Ah.
No, it's not a small school. What are you talking about?
Well, from standards, it is. I guess from looking at it from the football aspect, it seems like a small school.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. But let me remind you that UCF... University of Central Florida, I want you to guess what the enrollment is at UCF. What would you guess off the top of your head?
Man, I honestly wouldn't know. Probably.
What if I told you 55,000 students?
Yeah, I would have been guessed a lot less than that. A lot less.
So what I'm saying is UCF, they may be group of five. You may see them as a smaller program, but my goodness. You got that many people paying tuition. You're a state school. I mean, that is not a private school. They can find the money if they need to, but that is amazing that they are spending that much, and Shannon got that kind of jump. The only other jump I've seen that rivals that is Bo Pelini going from, like, the head coach of whatever he was, some small school, to becoming your LSU Tigers defensive coordinator. I don't understand why LSU felt like they didn't pay him that much.
I don't either.
Unbelievable. He went from literally, Steven looked this up, I want to say it was like $128,000. I don't even think he was making $200,000 as a head coach at whatever small school
it was. Youngstown State.
Youngstown State, yeah. He's making maybe $200,000. Okay, let's call it $200,000. Are you good with that?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I think I can make that work.
Yeah, I think they overreached on that one.
I don't know. He is a nutcase on the sideline. He really is. Okay, other news. Now, I'm hearing that Mel Tucker has gone. Mm-hmm. He's gone to Michigan State. Now, by the way, we've talked so much. We've been so mad. Everybody's angry with Mel Tucker. Let me ask you this question. Does Mel Tucker move the needle? Like, was he worth, like, basically, Drew Pearson, when he was on with us, that even Pat Shurmur turned down Michigan State. We know one of their other alums. Who else turned him down? They had a couple of guys early that turned him down.
This kind of reminds me of Texas when they settled on Charlie Strong. You know, you have a lot of people that you have an idea for and you reach and keep getting turned down.
Saban, Saban, yeah.
This kind of has that kind of vibe to me.
I don't know. I mean, Michigan State, okay, Mel Tucker, good coach, but, I mean, what had he done at Colorado? They were 5-7. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody thought the program was moving in the right direction, but do you realize that Mike McIntyre, it's like two or three, we're like 2 years removed from Mike McIntyre winning that division in the Pac-12. Like winning, I think he won 10 games, maybe.
Yeah.
9 or 10 games. I mean, Mike McIntyre won some games at Colorado, and they ran him right out of there. And then they act like they went 5-7 and that they were truly heading places. Now, maybe he had gotten some decent recruits or whatever. What's really amazing to me about the Pac-12, Garrett, is that Colorado and some of these other schools just have beaten the dog out of USC.
Can
you imagine? I feel like USC coaches should roll out of bed and be a top 10 recruiting. They're not even in, like, the top 25.
But I think a lot of that now, though, is look at the kids they're recruiting. They're recruiting kids who are at an age where they haven't seen USC have the sustained success as in the past. So they're not viewing them as the same as, you know, like 10 years ago.
It's Los Angeles. It's USC. Yeah, it's the Trojans. No, these kids aren't. I mean, they're young, but my gosh, when they were kids, Pete Carroll was there. They were
some
kids.
Of them. No,
years old. Pete Carroll was there. USC will always be USC. It's Blue Blood City. I just can't believe you can't. If you can't recruit to USC, I mean, you just fire everybody. I mean, if Dave Aranda, for instance, God love him, I'm glad he came to Baylor. But what if they said, hey, we're going to fire Helton and we're going to go after Dave Aranda? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you he could light that thing on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, I just cannot believe you can't recruit to USC. Southern California. Okay, what you're saying is a fair point, that maybe these kids haven't grown up with USC being great. I get that. But to be – how many teams are in the Pac-12 now? 12 teams. Okay.
12, yeah.
So you got Z, they're last place.
I know.
They're recruiting against Colorado.
But here's the thing. A lot of those kids out there, they grew up watching Oregon be good and Oregon be flashy with the uniforms and everything. That's what's getting them. It's not just about tradition.
Oh,
I think the tradition is lost in a lot of the eyes of these younger kids.
No, but see, if you put Urban there, the tradition would all come flying back.
Yeah, and so
Urban
with the
would
scandal.
Turn it into a superpower, maybe.
Yeah, for like 2 years, and then they'd be sanctioned.
Well, I don't, you know. That'd probably be 2 years they enjoyed winning again. All right. So much to get to. So much to talk about. Thank you, Campus Confidential. Don't you love that, Garrett?
Yeah, that was fun.
I can hear it in your voice. You love talking a little college football. All right. It is time to talk about this scandal. You know, I'd really love to talk about the Mavericks and Luka coming back. But we need to touch base with these cheating Houston Astros. Let's hear from them. They've had a news conference this very morning, and it is embarrassing. This is some of the most embarrassing stuff I've heard. We'll let you hear from it, and we'll react and get your reactions next.
Recently on Unnecessary Roughness.
I'm very happy right now.
Why is that?
Because I just decided I'm going to get the wife for Valentine's Day, which happens to be on Friday.
Yes, it does.
I'm going to get her a Big Johnson t-shirt. What wife wouldn't want a Big Johnson for Valentine's Day?
If her coworkers are listening, don't spoil it.
yes,
even
please.
Even if they do,
let me get surprised.
She'll have no idea what that is. They'll be like, oh, Q's going to get you a Big Johnson t-shirt.
I bet she knows what the Big Johnson t-shirt goes. Yeah. She grew up in Texas,
so
she's certainly come across Big Johnson t-shirts.
Well, maybe.
Ward White, get the couch ready.
Todd in Meridian, you're on ESPN Central Texas. What's going on, Todd?
Man, y'all brought up some memories, guys. I'm dating myself when I tell y'all this, but my wife and I, we still go down there and stuff, but in Cancun, Mexico, Cozumel, Caribbean, and so forth, you know, and we walked into one of those stores, and I saw those t-shirts, and my wife said, you got to have a couple of these. But that was the only place I could ever wear it was if I was in Cancun or Cozumel or the Caribbean, man. I couldn't bring them back home and wear them, but Big Johnson t-shirts, man, it brought back a lot of memories, guys.
Unnecessary Roughness on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Moses' show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million. That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayers' champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones campaign.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red beet potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red beet potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
A business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something, then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor softball has their home opener this evening. Senior Taylor Ellis joined Unnecessary Roughness on Wednesday to discuss the team's mindset this season.
We've been saying this year is feed the fam, and we're family here, and we're just trying to, we have a lot of heavy upper class team here, and you know, we're just family at this point, and we're just trying to do it for each other, get some wins this season, and turn it around.
Baylor Abilene Christian at Getterman Stadium. Broadcast starts at 4:45. First pitch at 5 o'clock. You can hear the game on 101.3 FM, your home for Baylor softball all season long. It was announced on Wednesday that Duncanville head coach Reginald Samples will be suspended for the first game of the season and will be put on probation for one season due to violating rules in regards to the employment of coaches. The exact reason for discipline was not released.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. You're listening to the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Dismount coming up, 11:40. See how Garrett does on the dismount. Does he choose the correct stories, the breaking news, the news of the weird? How will Garrett Ross perform? Having to fill the huge shoes of young Steven Simcox, how will Garrett do? We'll see just in a few minutes. It'll be 19 minutes from now at 11:40. It is the dismount, one of the most popular segments in all of Central Texas. Garrett, you're not nervous, are you? I hope I'm not making you nervous. Are you ready for this, the dismount? Will you be ready to go?
We'll see what happens. No promises.
I like that. All right, Astros have arrived at West Palm Beach, Florida. Players were made available at a news conference. Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve. This thing is one of the worst. It could not have gone worse. It was a bad press conference. And you do have some players apologizing. George Springer both said, and Gurriel said, quote, said, I mean, give Yuri Gurriel later in the day. He said this: no one put a gun to our head, and it would be a lie to say that one or two people are responsible. Hey, at least somebody's trying to tell the truth a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, Jim Crane, oh my gosh, that he came out and apologized and vowed that it'll never happen. But we're going to let you hear a little bit of Jim Crane. Garrett, you have that ready, that Jim Crane when we need it?
Yes.
Is okay, good. I want to hear a little bit about this. I want to hear first from him. And he's now, Crane's now saying, I truly believe there were no buzzers. And I don't even know where that came from. So hey, guys, y'all stop accusing us of this stuff. I mean, why do you think this stuff's coming up? Why do you think there would be talk about buzzers? Because you guys openly cheated. You were banging on a trash can. And then Jim Crane had some things to say about his opinion on that World Series in 2017. All right, let's let folks we have this. Garrett, we grabbed this from CBS Sports. But let's listen in and turn this up a little bit. I want to hear from – this is Jim Crane discussing at this news conference today as the Astros arrive at spring training, knowing this was going to be the huge story. First time we've heard from a lot of these players, and here is Jim Crane discussing the scandal.
You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Jim, when talking about the Yankees there, did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. You know, our opinion is, that this didn't impact the game. I didn't say it didn't impact the game. You know, our opinion is...
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's now they're having fun with it and showing that, hey, he came back, contradicted himself. How poorly were they coached on PR? And by the way, if you're an owner, you probably should be you should be prepared. You shouldn't need some kind of PR person to be like writing all this stuff out for you. You should be ready to go and get up there and make some sense. And to get up there and actually say our opinion is that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. Now, when he was saying that, he was talking about a Yankees game in 2017. There's a lot of back and forth that goes on with that. And then he goes on to say, we won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that. How do you – you can't leave it at that.
No.
If you're going to come out and try to respond to all these questions about, okay, what did you know? Who did you know? There's been more stuff from the Wall Street Journal. Now it's come out that maybe Lunau, the GM, knew about this thing. Maybe there was something called the dark arts or whatever they called it, and then the code breaker. Quote, code breaker was like the name for this thing. This thing went so deep. And so for the owner to act like he doesn't know about any of this stuff is either him being incredibly naive or just flat out lying. And I think he has so little credibility. And then I think right now, I would say, Garrett, I don't think the Major League Baseball has a lot of credibility in all this.
No, I think everybody did a poor job of handling it, and there's no way you could say it didn't help you win games. I mean, it obviously did, and I know he was saying at one point that we were good enough to do this without having to cheat. Well, if that's the case, then why did you do it in the first place?
Yeah, I don't understand it, and it's pretty bad. I mean, just a poorly handled press conference out there. Now, let's let you hear, though, a couple of the players spoke. Now, this is very scripted, and then what I read to you a minute ago, at least some of the players are trying to be a little bit more transparent. Now, they should have come out. Listen, if you want to own it, come out and own it when, like, the days after the scandal. You know, you don't really get to wait a month. Oh, we're going to go to spring training, and then we'll have an apology. The only thing I'll say is the Gurriel thing I read, the Yuri Gurriel and the Springer thing, are at least people saying we this was not one to two people. We got to own it. We shouldn't have done this kind of thing. They honestly are showing more ownership than the owner. They're showing. I mean, the owner is an embarrassment. Jim Crane. He's got his son, Jared Crane. They shoved the Ryans out of the whole situation. I mean, Nolan and Reed Ryan could have offered a little bit of credibility through all this. Well, they had basically already shoved them out the door. So all Jim Crane has now left is himself, and the organization looks ridiculous. Now, again, if you're an Astros fan out there, you may feel like we're overreacting. Maybe you agree with Jim Crane. You don't think this cheating helped anything? You don't feel bad about the World Series at all? That's fine. I'd love to hear from you. By the way, you can call us at 254-662-1660, or you can text us on the Bush's Chicken text line. Garrett has his eye on that thing. It's 254-662-1660. All right, Garrett, let's hear from, I believe this is going to be Alex Bregman, who is obviously a, you know, just a unbelievable player for the Astros. Let's hear how Bregman decided to address this today.
Thank you, Jim. I have some brief remarks that I'd like to share with y'all. I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough of that, Garrett. Goodness gracious. That's what you're going to roll out there? Right, okay, here's Brett. Here's Alex. He's going to stand up here. Guys, he's ready to go. Did he Garrett, did he answer any questions after that, or did he just kind of walk off?
Like, he just walked
ready
off.
Ready to move forward? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was real slow, and like he didn't want it was all uncomfortable looking.
Goodness gracious. I've seen so many players handle these things so much. They even made that, you know, after the steroid stuff and A-Rod had to come out and make his tearful apology. Some of that was kind of embarrassing years ago. They make A-Rod look sincere. I mean, that's about how this thing reads. We are sorry. We feel bad about this. We would like to move on and play baseball. And, again, I feel like they are every bit as tainted as the Patriots. You know, there's a certain group that will always think of the Patriots as cheaters, even though, I mean, you got to admit, obviously, Belichick's one of the greatest of all time. I think even people that think they cheat think of Tom Brady as one of the greatest of all time. There's still immense respect for what they've accomplished. It's just how they've done it and the different things they've tried to do to make it happen. It's tainted everything. But I don't think anybody ever thought it came to this point where they were cheating so hard. Like in a Super Bowl, now somebody tried to prove that years ago and ended up kind of getting debunked, the story around the Super Bowl that, oh, maybe they were filming the Rams years ago, all of that, and that thing kind of got debunked. But what the Astros now have become are like the Patriots of Major League Baseball. Everything they do, even from here on out, it's just like other cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
They just flatter cheat. And again, now they'll everybody will look in baseball, they'll do more about this thing. Sign stealing to me is, you know, it's been around forever. Now, to me, it's better if you're doing it, if you're actually going to do it, it's, you know, have somebody on second base or somebody out there putting in special illegal video stuff. That's, you know, that stuff gets, that's kind of ridiculous, and that does cross the line. The fact, I still think A.J. Hinch, Garrett, it looks really weak in all this.
Yeah.
The fact that he didn't like it, but his way of handling it was not really to try to say anything to the players, but in fact damage some of the equipment. Maybe if I screw up some of the equipment, they'll stop doing it. Hey, be a man. I mean, you're the manager of the team. Guys, stop this. We're not going to do this. But you know what? You know, it was coming from above. And that's why this Lunau stuff, where he came out and tried to say, well, I didn't know about this, but I should. I feel bad about all this. Whatever. I mean, he's been exposed, too. Because that Wall Street Journal report, this thing was actually called, Operation Codebreaker. This was known.
It's like Watergate.
Oh, my gosh. It was throughout the organization, and there were rumors. I even heard that back in the day, Bannister himself, Banny, the manager for the Rangers, always had huge suspicions and made it known, you know, like in the organization, they knew what Bannister, you know, he couldn't prove it or he couldn't like exactly know how they were doing it, but he thought they were cheating. And, of course, at the time, Rangers started to get their tails knocked in by the Astros. It's like, oh, it's going to look like a spoil sport if you go around putting out rumors. Oh, I think they're cheating. I think they're cheating. Well, people are not going to feel too sorry for the Rangers at that point. Now we know it was a you know, organization-wide type deal. Now, can Dusty Baker come in? And by the way, take a peek. You guys might want to respond. Yeah, and y'all may disagree with me on this thing. That's fine. 254-662-1660. I would say Baker's probably a good guy to bring in the sense, Garrett, that there's a credibility factor that he brings. Is he the best manager you could get? And, I don't know. I don't totally know, but I mean, I do think Dusty, there's sort of a thought in baseball that he brings a lot of credibility just because of who he's been and what kind of person he's been over the years.
I think the other day that J-Mo put it, he made a good analogy. He said Dusty Baker is going to be like Jim Grobe was for Baylor. You have a guy that come in and be able to just mend this situation, and I thought that fit pretty well. Baker's got a high character. He knows the game, but he's not somebody that's going to be there for a long time.
I mean, Dusty Baker's kind of a legendary baseball figure. The Jim Grobe. That's kind of a funny
little Band-Aid.
Think about it. Yeah, the analogy of Grobe. I'm not sure about that, but I get it. I get what the great J-Mo was getting at was, hey, settle this thing down for a year or two, mm-hmm. and let's move on. Let's move on to what's next. But you do need somebody that can kind of put their name and put their face on this thing and get you through. But these are all cheaters. The players are cheaters. The owner's a cheater. The owner, to me, just looks slimy. I mean, when I look at Jim Crane, I see a guy, Garrett, who just feels like even today's press conference, it's like, well, y'all are holding me up from getting to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this thing over with so I can get out there. I got to play 18. And he's kind of bothersome. He's kind of annoying to me. All right, what's the text toy saying? Bush's Chicken text line. Are people sounding off on this? Are people even angry at the Houston Astros? Do we have any Astros fans out there, Garrett, taking up for the Astros? Do they think this is much ado about nothing?
There is nothing right now about the Astros on the text line.
Oh, my God.
They're all in hiding.
They've gone into hiding. My goodness. Yes. That is that's shocking. Well, I don't know. I'm surprised because I think there are a growing amount of Astros fans out there. But they may, honestly, they've been beat up now for however long. And they may have just had enough of this. But I think today's news conferences, it was important to note. You can always respond to us on the Bush's Chicken text line, 254-662-1660. All right, it is time for the dismount. Breaking news and news of the weird. That is next.
Recently on the John Morris Show,
Holly Rowe, ESPN, with us.
And I kind of thought back, and the very last time I did the Big 12 Big Monday game at Baylor men's basketball, the very next morning I went in for surgery. And I remember working that game and thinking, nobody here knows that I've got this cancer, I've got this big tumor, and I'm going in for surgery tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as soon as I fly home to Salt Lake City. And I just remember thinking what a surreal night it was to work this game and be there. And then you fast forward 3 years, and here I am back again, and all these people have my back and are supporting me. And kind of all that fear and terror and everything I had been feeling kind of bubbled up within me that night. And I just realized, man, I've been in a hard battle. I've had a lot of really good support.
Wow.
And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the good support I've had through this whole journey.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows.
Curtis here, and many of you realizing it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
This is Susan Kelly, and I am a Republican running for judge of the 19th District Court in McLennan County. I have handled thousands of criminal cases over my career as an appellate attorney, a prosecutor, and a defense attorney. This court presides over the most serious of criminal cases. Board certified in criminal law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization, I know what it takes to apply the rule of law and command the courtroom. I ask you to choose the most serious lawyer for this most serious court, Susan Kelly.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor softball has their home opener this evening. Senior Taylor Ellis joined Unnecessary Roughness on Wednesday to discuss the team's mindset this season.
We've been saying this year is feed the fam, and we're family here, and we're just trying to, we have a lot of heavy upper-class team here, and, you know, we're just family at this point, and we're just trying to do it for each other, get some wins this season, and turn it around.
Baylor Abilene Christian at Getterman Stadium. Broadcast starts at 4:45. First pitch at 5 o'clock. You can hear the game on 101.3 FM, your home for Baylor softball all season long. It was announced on Wednesday that Duncanville head coach Reginald Samples will be suspended for the first game of the season and will be put on probation for one season due to violating rules in regards to the employment of coaches. The exact reason for discipline was not released.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show. It's time for the Dismount. For a final look at today's top stories, here's Matt Mosley and Stephen Simcox.
Yeah. You hear the music. You know what time it is. It is time for the Dismount. Some of the breaking news, some of the strange stories out there. Had a lot on the Astros and just what's going on with them. And that this thing's trending across the country. And the headline right now is the Astros. This is what they're saying on Twitter. The Astros apology press conference, a PR lesson in what not to do. The whole thing was just a flat-out mess. It is Matt Mosley. Steven Simcox out today, a rare departure for the young Simcox. He has he's left us today, but boy, Garrett has done a really nice job in his stead. He's stepping in. Garrett, how are you holding up? So you had J-Mo.
Yeah.
I assume you'll do UNR.
Yes.
And then will you then stay for You Make the Call? Is this literally going to be a 9 in the morning till 6 on the – you're going to stay focused today.
Yeah, so I'll have – yeah, so I did J-Mo, and then this, I got UNR, You Make the Call, and then I got the Baylor Coaches Show.
Oh.
After that.
Kind of oversee. Golly.
It's my anniversary, too, so that worked out well.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to call Steven and roust him up and get him to – how many years you been married now? Happy
14.
Anniversary, by the way.
Thank you.
Wow, Garrett. Now you seem like a real young guy.
I'm 35.
How old – oh, my gosh, 13 years. So you got married
– 3 days after I turned 21.
Oh, my goodness. It's like – I mean, you were barely even allowed to get married. You're like, let's do this. Let's get married. All right. Well, happy. What's your wife's name?
Anna.
Anna. Boy, Garrett and Anna, happy anniversary, and hope you'll get to go out and do something nice. Oh, right around. So your anniversary's right around Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of knock those two things out at one time. That's a sweet thing. You guys got married on right around, was it, okay, so just right before Valentine's
Day. Yeah, it was right before. I don't remember. I think it was cheaper. It might have been cheaper to just go down there. I don't remember the full details.
You romantic.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it is the Matt Mosley Show, and it is time for the dismount. Garrett, let's see how you do, buddy. It is, you know how this is done. You work me, walk me through the stories, tell me the stories, and then we'll both react to it. Go ahead, sir.
All right, one of the biggest stories out now is Jameis Winston and him getting LASIK eye surgery. We all know there's numerous pitchers out there constantly squinting. This past year, he was the first 30-30, 30 touchdown, 30 interceptions. So they're hoping that he can finally see, and maybe this will help him throw the ball to the correct team.
There's a good line out there on this. I saw on Twitter somebody said they're hoping he can go from 30-30 to 20-20.
That's clever. I like that.
And, yeah, that may have been Phil Yates. I want to make sure I give the proper, from ESPN, give the proper credit on a good joke like that. But I do like that. It's like, oh, he's thrown a lot of interceptions. It must be an eyesight issue. So he's gotten LASIK. You know, that is something, Garrett, I've had glasses since I was about 15 months old. And, boy, people say, well, how did you even, as like a baby or toddler, how did you even keep them on? Well, because till that point, I couldn't see. Mm-hmm. They only knew it because my eye was turning in or something. And the minute they put those glasses on, man, my whole world opened up. And it is amazing. So I have been used to vision issues, and of course I'm partial to the prescription sunglasses. In fact, I just like that shade so much that I really refuse to take them off. I wear them in the evenings. Mm-hmm. I wear them when I go out in public indoors. I just really enjoy prescription sunglasses.
So your signature look.
Yeah. Thank you. And it throws some people off. And then, you know, sometimes people want to come up to me at a restaurant and actually say something like, oh, are you so cool? You got to wear. And I'm like, really? I mean, I just don't respond. I just kind of look at them like just kind of, you know, and they get scared of me because I just give them a blank look. And they're like, oh, maybe he's blind. Maybe I shouldn't have said something to him. I just don't understand why somebody would feel comfortable to come up to you if they don't know you and try to make a joke about you wearing sunglasses. Maybe I do have an eye problem. Anyway, I got off the beaten path here.
That's fine.
Jameis Winston is, we'll see if this works. So he got the LASIK. Oh, I know where I was going with that. They told me I could get all of it. I could get the LASIK. And I was thinking, well, that'd be kind of cool to wake up and be able to see. But at that time, years ago, when I went to talk to the major, it was like Dr. Booth was one of the major. He said, Matt, with your astigmatism, it's going to take two surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically was like, nah, I'll do it if you get it down to one surgery. But I'm not going to have, it just doesn't seem like what I need to do. Is do two surgeries on my eyes. Like I want to do it if I could get it done in one setting.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's kind of my thing. But I fear that I would, if I got my vision perfect, I would no longer need the prescription sunglasses. And then I would feel naked. You know, I've gone through the last 10, 15 years of my life like this. So I don't know how I would
So it's an attachment issue.
Oh, it's that and coffee. I have to have a cup of coffee in my hand at all times.
Nothing wrong with that. I love coffee. I'm a heavy coffee connoisseur, so I respect that.
Well, but that's more of a crutch for me. I love it, too. But I don't know. Did you see Curb Your Enthusiasm this week?
I haven't seen it this week.
Yeah, they did a whole – he's putting in that new coffee shop right next to Mocha Joe's. He's mad at Mocha Joe now. And so this whole – they had a montage this last week of he and J.B. Smoove going from coffee shop to try them all out, to try to get the right beans. And I feel like that's something I kind of do naturally. I just go try a bunch of different coffees out. All right, some people like trying beers out. I prefer coffee. What else is on your list, Garrett? That was a good way to start. I like your Jameis story. Fun and interesting. All right, let's see what your next story is. What's on your mind?
My next story is apparently you are a Denver Nuggets fanatic, or you keep close with them, and your boys fell in overtime last night, and LeBron dropped a triple-double on them. How do you feel about that? What happened?
saw it, stayed up late and saw the game. And they usually close a lot better than they did. The great Joker, Jokic himself, was not really getting it done late. He's usually really, really good in those situations, makes some great passes. I thought they did well to come back and get the thing into overtime because they were down by four late. I thought Gary Harris hit some big shots late, even though he really has become kind of a bit player for the Nuggets. Really what the Nuggets right now are the two seed in the West, I think, and nobody really respects them because they don't trust them in the playoffs. Really what's going to make or break the Nuggets. Now, they have Millsap back. It's a good team. I really enjoy watching the team. I love Will Barton. They were missing Will Barton last night. But I just the arrival, I love it when a young superstar starts to form. And that's what we're seeing with Michael Porter Jr. And it's not getting all the attention because, of course, Zion has become the biggest story in the NBA right now with him coming in. He's looking really good after sitting out so long with an injury. But Michael Porter Jr. quietly in his second year after being injured in college and then basically having to sit out his entire rookie season is becoming a monster for them. So I'm not so worried that they lost that game. Michael Porter Jr. didn't play, so anytime he doesn't play, I'm a little worried about him injury-wise. But that's for the Nuggets to break through. That's the guy who has to become, as Barkley said, and I kind of almost agree with this. I don't think he can become their second best player because I think Jamal Murray's their second best player after Jokic. But if Michael Porter Jr. becomes their third best player, then I think they have something really, really interesting. So, anyway, yeah, thanks for bringing them up. I like the Jazz, Nuggets, and Mavs.
Not bad selections.
I like the Mavs just to, because I've grown up around them and I've covered them. So it's not really a fan-type thing with them. It's more of like a media coverage-type thing. With the Jazz and the Nuggets, I'm actually a fan of those teams.
Is that from leading from, like, Stockton and Malone days?
No.
No?
No. I fell in love with this team in recent years. Donovan Mitchell is I even liked him when Hayward was there, but when Donovan Mitchell came, he became one of my favorite players in the NBA. And I think he's a great young player, and I love Quinn Snyder. I love their coach. I like Rudy Gobert, and I just kind of like the vibe of their team. And they got former Baylor players. You know, they had Udo there for a little while, for a few years, and then of course, Royce O'Neal plays for them. So as a Baylor alum and longtime Baylor basketball fan, I enjoy that about them as well.
Okay. And you can never go wrong with the news story out of Florida. I think we all know that. And so apparently a 63-year-old Florida man stopped a sheriff's deputy and asked about directions to an auto parts store. And instead of getting directions, he gets arrested for a DUI and cocaine possession. So he's driving, and he flashed down the cop to ask for directions, and for whatever reason, thought it was a good idea to do so drunk and with cocaine in the car.
Yeah, only in Florida. And famously, what do we always start every story with? Florida man. It's always some kind of Florida. But you're trying to help out, trying to do the right thing, and then you get yourself in a little trouble. Had something similar. Now, I did not have alcohol nor cocaine in my system, but one time I accidentally, it was too late, I didn't see, probably because I had prescription sunglasses on, but several years ago, I had my wife in the vehicle with me, and I was coming through one of those toll booths at the airport, and I just didn't see the thing. Either it was up or I didn't see it. I don't know what happened. But I went right through it.
Oh, no.
And I didn't break the arm of the thing because they have the, you call it like breakaway. They're like almost made of like rubber or ply. They're made to give way. But then I felt horrible. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't want them to think that I was like trying to jump the toll on purpose. So I saw a cop pulled over, and I pulled up behind him, and he probably was worried. You okay? And
yeah, we're good.
I just said I stopped and walked up there, and I said, listen, I just want to tell you, I accidentally just went through that toll booth, and I just feel bad about it, and I, if I need to do anything, I'll let you guys know. I hope I didn't break anything. And he goes, oh, you know, I thought he was going to, like, thank me for being honest or whatever. And it turns out this car, which I'd bought from somebody in the neighborhood, something had not been registered correctly. I bought it. I bought the car. I think I just wrote a check for it. I bought it with cash, and something hadn't transferred properly, and so it was still registered in the guy's name. And the guy started looking at me, looking at and saying, basically, like, did I steal the car?
Oh, my God.
I got my wife in the car with me, and I was like, sir, if I had a stolen car, I don't think I'm going to pull over and apologize for what I did at the toll booth.
Yeah.
They finally were like, all right, we'll let you go.
That's funny.
I literally, so something like that happened to me. All right, one more minute. Do you have, what do you want to finish with?
Oh, let's see. I ran out of stories,
you just
Matt.
I ran out of stories. Music. You ran out of music.
It died on me.
Too.
It ran out.
I know, but there's a way to start it up again.
I know, Matt.
Oh, my gosh.
I failed
gonna,
you.
No, Steven and I are going to, we're going to get together. We're going to go over the highs and lows of the show. Mostly they've been highs. Okay, what can you end with? Or did you want to end with that, the Florida story?
Well, I mean, you can't go wrong with ending with the Florida story. And
oh,
you had a pretty good follow-up.
Oh, man. All right, it is the Matt Mosley Show. Garrett, appreciate you. Good job.
Thanks,
today.
Matt.
I know you got UNR coming up next, and I'm sure they have some really good guests. Thanks to Drew Pearson. Thought he was really good today, the former Dallas Cowboys great joining the Matt Mosley Show. Steven will probably be back tomorrow. I don't know, Garrett, you were pretty good, so we'll see if I allow Steven to come back. But have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow for a big, power-packed Friday show. Good night, everybody.